If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. It's Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Tropical Storm Helene. Is that how you say it? Helene?
Yeah.
Elaine? Helene.
I would say Helene. Helen, actually, is what I'd say.
Right. So, Florida is under evacuation orders in certain counties as this tropical storm intensifies, set to make landfall later this week. I think tomorrow in Florida. But Rob, Tech D Rob, was just telling us before the show that they're already, his girlfriend's school is already maybe.
Yeah, they said there's a good possibility that they're going to be closed on Friday.
And we're in North Carolina. Teacher. His girlfriend's a teacher, not a student.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Very important distinction.
Student of life, but a teacher in the classroom. Yeah, so they're preparing all the way up the East Coast, but I've not heard as much. They said it's the strongest hurricane or strongest tropical storm in over a year. Mm-hmm. So, but Florida residents are like, yeah, call me when it's like something way more serious. We're not, yeah. We don't care.
Same with people in Louisiana, South Louisiana. You know, it has to be a big time thing before they, well, even after Katrina, that whole colossal, you know, failure, mm-hmm. Some people still don't evacuate when they're told to,
yeah.
Even after all that.
I'm gonna stay in my house.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be hard for the government to tell you to get out of your house and you can't come back until they tell you to, even though they, you know, it's supposed to be in an emergency situation for your own safety.
Yeah.
You say, let me worry about my safety.
Right.
How about that?
What's the one thing you'd grab in an evacuation other than you're like your family, obviously? Is there like one thing you'd be like, I got to get that, like an antique radio or something?
No.
You don't have anything?
No. Maybe, you know, sentimental things like pictures and stuff like that. But
oh, you would?
But probably not, because I don't even know where those are. Everybody always says, my wedding pictures, but I don't know where they are.
It's not that important.
Yeah, I'd get Jody and say, hey, go get whatever we need to get out of here. Tell me what it is, and I'll go get it. Where is it?
Yeah, she'll know better than you will.
Yeah.
Today's National Quesadilla Day.
Yum.
Quesadilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, National Quesadilla Day. Is a quesadilla a sandwich?
Yes.
Hot take right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, if a grilled cheese is a sandwich, a quesadilla is a sandwich.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a sandwich if you use two tortillas, mm-hmm. one on top of the other. If you do it the other way, it's like a foldover.
Right.
You call it still be a sandwich, but it's a foldover.
Well, now you're really getting into the weeds.
Yeah. So if you do the cheese on one half of it and then just fold the top over.
Yeah.
That is like a peanut butter foldover.
Which is not a sandwich.
Yeah, it is a sandwich. It's a different category of sandwich.
Okay. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. And then Lady Gaga has teased a new album. She's got what they're calling a companion album to the upcoming Joker movie that's out, I think, next Friday. So she's got a whole album basically revolving around Harley Quinn, her character in this movie, and the Joker. And she released a little teaser last night, and it's weird. I mean, she's singing like, oh, like it sounds like Broadway stuff. It's not a pop, traditional pop album.
She is weird.
Quite. Well,
and yeah. not to say that you shouldn't listen to her, because a lot of your best musical people and actors and all that are weird.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much every one of them is weird.
Sure.
Some of them on a freaky level that's dangerous. Others are just like kind of, we don't have anything in common but sing.
She's an artiste.
Yeah.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right. What is luxury? What do you consider to be luxury? And have you ever really experienced it? This is going to be a very, very good round table that we have at Square Desks. So coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we got a little, a few sprucing up things that will be coming hopefully tomorrow. Make things shine a little bit more on the show. Not you, of course, Riggins. You don't need improvement in any way. So
thanks.
I know you millennials don't like criticism, so I am not talking about you.
Well, who does? Come on.
Some people do. I thrive on it.
On criticism?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How else are you going to get better?
I don't want to get any better.
So if you will please go and subscribe to all of our podcasts and everything, or as some people say, podcast. If you go to our podcast and subscribe on what?
I don't know. We'd need to trademark a weed show called the podcast.
Yeah. Well, It's trademarked now if we said it.
Yeah.
On this show.
Who's going to host it?
I don't know. Who would that be? Griggins. Mm-hmm. So Spotify, Apple, all of that stuff. Now, here's the thing. They've done this survey, and they've asked a question of people, and it says that one in five Americans, well, this says one in five Americans have never experienced luxury, but it's supposed to be one in five Americans has never experienced luxury. Does that seem like a low number or a high number? Regan, would you think that more than one in five people has not?
I would say one in five. Yeah, that seems low.
Yeah.
I mean, luxury?
Yeah, one experience with luxury.
Yeah, I would say it's probably, I would have said two or three out of five. I mean, most people, I don't think, experience luxury in their life.
Yeah, so have you, what is something, you have, I know you have, but what is something you would look at that you've done that says, hey, that was luxurious, that was luxury?
Staying at a upscale hotel.
Yeah,
that
really,
was
really nice.
Yeah, for my brother's wedding and a couple other times, handful.
Yeah, have we stayed at nice hotels? Traveling with the show and with work and stuff since you've been with us for 13 years? I think we had those conferences and stuff we go to are at fancy hotels.
Those are fine, yeah, but I mean, this was like really upscale.
With butlers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever those are called.
Have you, Rob?
Not that I can think of, now.
Yeah. Probably not that anybody else could think of either.
I don't think anything I do would be considered luxury. No,
because most of the time, things that you do in luxury, you know, you have to be wearing pants.
That's a good point.
You're not wrong.
Most of the things.
You've done luxurious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You're Mr. Luxurious.
I know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But other than staying at a, because most people would say, they said staying in a big vacation villa or something fancy. What do you think most people would consider to be a luxurious thing, something of luxury?
Eating at a steakhouse?
Yeah, but if they've never done it, they don't even know the experience of that.
Right. And I've done it a handful of times. It really opens your eyes like, wow, I didn't even know this was possible.
Yeah, and a steakhouse that's, not like a chain or it could be a chain, but a small chain. It's not like a Longhorn or Outback or things like that.
Yeah,
those are good.
Yeah.
But you're talking about.
Where they come over with that thing to wipe the crumbs off.
The crumb scooper thing?
The crumbs. I mean, that's a level of luxury that most people will never experience, I think.
Yeah. All right. So we got to take a break. But we got more examples of this coming up. We're going to find out what you think about it and the luxury that you've gotten in life. Hang on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
So we're talking about luxury. Survey said that one in five Americans has never experienced luxury. And I would think it would be more people than that.
I think so, too.
So when they asked what kinds of luxury people would be willing to splurge on if they did have the money, they would say a fancy resort or villa, like vacation type stuff. Some other things people said. Flying first class, a private chef, riding in a limousine.
Overrated. Limo is not as fun as it looks. Trust me.
VIP access to exclusive events.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And the chance to try something new or unexpected. Huh?
What?
I don't know what that means. Luxury. So when I think ultimate luxury, and it may just be because of my interests and things that I like. When I watch whatever that reality show is that my wife watches, when I see them out on that private yacht, that is it called Below Deck or whatever it is? That, to me, would be the ultimate luxury experience.
Yeah.
Personally, that's what I would rather do that, I think, than stay in the finest hotel. I would rather do that than go to, stay at one of those resorts like on White Orchid or whatever that show's called. Wild Orchid.
White Lotus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the private yacht that they do on the Below Deck is incredible. But you got to have a staff around. You don't get, there's something about strangers around that makes it feel less luxurious to me.
Really?
Kind of.
Even though they're your servants?
Kind of.
Huh.
It's cool, though.
So what would yours be? Like, if you somebody said the ultimate luxury experience for Riggins, what would it be?
I think they made a mistake on that list. It's not flying first class. It's flying private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've done one time. Or no, I've done it a couple times with our charity and stuff like that. It is, once you get a taste of that, you're like, I can't ever go back. And then you unfortunately have to go back.
But yeah, it's incredible. I would think those would be the two, a yacht or a private jet.
Private jet would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah. It is. It's awesome. Not, you know, getting, you know, front of the line everywhere at Disney World. You know, some people probably think that. This is luxury.
Not for me.
Yeah. You always get a couple of extra, drumsticks in your Bojangles fried chicken order. That's luxury. If you had a coupon or some sort of a membership card that said every time you order chicken, you're going to get two extra legs.
Yeah.
Man, now people would be so jealous of you if you had that.
Like I'm in damn Bridgerton or something.
Somebody come polish up my crown.
Or getting free sauces, them not charging you and giving you extra sauces might feel like a taste of luxury. Like, oh, this is.
Is that what they do now? They charge you for extra sauces?
Oh, yeah. Oh, pretty much everywhere. We'll charge you for sauces.
Chick-fil-A doesn't, though, do they?
They seem to be the holdouts. Like, they don't, I don't know.
Well,
I
think that's why they're not making any money.
True. Yeah.
They put a cap on it. You can only get two per, like, item you order.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just throwing this out there. The fact that you know that, Rob, it means he's been turned down. Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. We can't give you that many sauces, please. Move along.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So today I mentioned it in Now Trending, it's National Quesadilla Day, which is great. And don't forget, when Rob goes to cookout, one of my favorite things about Tech D, Rob, when he goes to cookout, he gets a quesadilla as his main entree, and then he gets as his sides two more quesadillas.
It's delicious.
It's a lot of quesadillas going down.
Yeah, cookout is a fast food restaurant where we live. It's a chain, but they may not have them where you live, so that's what it is. It's not that Rob's going to somebody's house for a cookout and telling them to slap him with three quesadillas.
You better give me two chicken and one cheeseburger quesadilla, please.
It's the only cookout he's going to is the drive-thru one.
Yeah, because it ain't hot.
Right. If I ain't got me outside, it's perfect.
But it's also National One-Hit Wonder Day, which is great. So the definitive list of the greatest one-hit wonders comes from VH1. And this has been a list that has existed for decades. And it still holds true, and it gets updated every once in a while. But here are the top 10 greatest one-hit wonders of all time. Number 10, 99 Luftballons.
Yeah.
99. Number 9, Rico Suave.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
Rico
Suave.
Number 8 is Take On Me by Aha.
Take on me.
Take on me. Number 7, this is where it gets kind of dicey. This is Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. And we've, in years past, when we've talked about one-hit wonders, TJ makes a... freaks out when you call Ice Ice Baby a one-hit wonder.
Because there was another hit. It was called Play That Funky Music, Vanilla Ice. And it was not as big of a hit, but it was still considered a hit on the charts.
Okay. You will put some respect on Rob Van Winkle's name, okay?
Is that him?
It's his name. Robbie
Rob Van Winkle. No, it won't. no, I like him. Number 6, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, the Baja Men.
By the Baja Men. Do you know what Who Let the Dogs Out is about?
No.
It's about I believe they were referencing big women in the club.
Oh.
Who Let the Dogs Out.
And then they used it for that Nickelodeon animated movie where the Rugrats. It was in the Rugrats movie.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But they do a great version of gin and coconut water, though, if you've ever heard that.
Not a hit.
No, not a hit.
Number five is Tony Basil. Basil. Mickey, hey, Mickey, you're so fine. Number four, Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. Number three, Dexy Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I like that song. Number two, Soft Cell, Tainted Love. Oh, yeah, Tainted Love. You like that?
Yeah, but, you know, that was back in the 80s when I was a youngster, and I didn't listen to white people music back then.
Yeah, that's like the whitest.
But that's one that I actually did like. There are a few of them that I like. I liked George Michael Wham stuff, and then I liked, obviously, Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he's
good. Because they played him on my stations that I listened to.
Yeah, he's so full. Yeah, he's barely a white guy. and then number one, the top one-hit wonder of all time. Any guesses?
No.
Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, but that made other lists in the top 10. The top one-hit wonder of all time, Los Del Rio, The Macarena. That was a huge hit, I think. Yeah. So,
how did Convoy not make that list?
Convoy,
yeah.
What is that?
It was one. It was one of the biggest songs of the 70s. And Disco Duck by Rick Dees was also huge hit, number one hit.
Okay, well,
it may be down further on the list, but
I'm sure it's on there. Then, yeah. Everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending,
available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. It's Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. A statue of Johnny Cash is now standing at the U.S. Capitol, the first professional musician to be honored with a statue in the Capitol. And it was a bipartisan effort.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, it's not the fact that he's a musician. It's just a great American story. And it's a cool statue. I mean, it looks just like him. And you always kind of cross your fingers. You're like, hold your breath when they unveil it. You're like, oh, could this be awful? Is it going to look terrible? But it looks just like him. And it's pretty, I don't know. It's important looking. I don't know how else to say it.
How about this? I hurt myself today.
Oh, yeah, that is a cool looking statue.
Yeah. That song, just
sooner or later, gotta chuck you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
It's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Johnny Cash memorialized over there. There's a zoo in Finland that has successfully dealt with China in returning their pandas. One of the first zoos to return their pandas because it's too expensive to keep them. Now, if you don't know, China lends out their panda, their giant pandas, to zoos around the world. And America has a lot of pandas, well, a couple of pandas, and Finland had them for a while. And then during the pandemic, when tourists stopped coming in as much, they said, this is really expensive to keep them. We want to send them back. And China was like, no.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
No.
If communist China kept those pandas and they were responsible for them, they would really be extinct. They'd go extinct. And that's one of the reasons why these other countries want to jump in and try to get them to breed and all of that stuff, because they know that communist China would just be like, we're not making money off of that anymore. Who cares? Let them go extinct.
Are they endangered or no?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think they were endangered. I think there's less than 3,000 in the wild.
Okay.
So, but they were at one time, you know, dwindling, but it's well known that it's very expensive to keep pandas. They require a lot of maintenance and stuff, and the zoo in Finland just couldn't afford it anymore. So those are going back to China.
Plus, during COVID, it was hard to keep those masks on them.
That's true.
You know, they're like, how are we going to eat bamboo with a mask on?
Yeah.
With the COVID mask.
It's like trying to put a costume on your dog. It's like really difficult. They're squirmy, you know? ESPN analyst Todd McShay was on a podcast yesterday, and he was talking about Travis Kelce. He said, when can we say it? The guy that we saw in preseason this year is not the same guy we saw in 2022. He was out partying in the offseason, jet-setting around the world, living a high-profile life, and then they put up side-by-side pictures. He does look a lot different. He said the guy's out of shape, and that might play a role in why Travis Kelce is not producing like he has in previous seasons.
But do you think any guy, no matter what kind of shape he's in, looks out of shape when he's wearing a stupid hat? I kind of do. And he's gotten into that whole stupid hat club.
Yeah. You know? He's into like a Prada bucket hat.
Gucci.
Yeah, sure. It's a look. Yeah. He's trying to work with it. But he said, I got to be honest. I got to talk about him. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
A minute ago, we were talking about the one-hit wonders and this being one-hit wonder day. There was one I think should have been number one just because it's the best one-hit wonder song of all time. And I'm in the business. I'm a music expert. And so it's not just my opinion. My opinion is fact. So what song should have been number one on the one-hit wonder list? We'll get to that next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins brought us in this story earlier talking about the One Hit Wonder Day. Today's the One Hit Wonder Day. And what was the number one hit wonder song?
Los Del Rio, Macarena.
Okay. Now, unlike most rough and tumble men who are into music, I like the Macarena.
Stop it.
I do like it. I think it's kind of catchy and cool. I wouldn't want to hear it more than once every quarter or so, but I kind of like it. And maybe because I remember the time when that was number one, and yeah. And it was a good feel in life, you know, in the 90s.
We took a whole day of Spanish class to learn the song and the dance.
Really?
Yeah. So
and the dance.
Whoa. 1993. So I was in, you know, 7 years old, 8 years old. I hate it.
But my personal taste in music, which is basically should be everybody else's, because I know what I'm talking about because I'm a music expert. For me, the number one hit wonder of all time is Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Mm. That's a good one.
Okay. That is really good.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have another song?
Not in U.S. America. I think he was British, maybe. But I don't think in U.S. America he had another one. Because how could you follow that? Return of the Mac. Oh, my God. Return of the Mac. I love that.
Yeah, that's love a good one. That's mm-hmm. a really good one.
So, yeah. So, you see? Right, once again.
Well.
Riggins, what is your order when you go to Starbucks? You love Starbucks,
though. Yeah, a venti Pike Place with a little bit of room.
Venti Pike Place, a little room. No sugar or any of that?
No.
Do you put that in yourself?
I'll put in like a splash. I leave a little bit of room in it so I can put like a splash of whatever they've got. Mm-hmm. 2% milk or half and half. It doesn't really matter.
And Rob, you get Dunkin' coffee, right?
Yeah, I also get Starbucks because I get the same thing in both of them.
So, what's your order?
Some sort of cappuccino, like whatever.
Don't have a go to,
not okay. anymore because the one I right. like the most, they just kept getting rid of. So,
yeah, Pep Frap half and half, you know, any of that. Well, it says 50% of coffee drinkers have been afraid to say their customized drink out loud when ordering. Is they're embarrassed by it or? They're afraid that somebody is going to, and here you go, your new young people, overly sensitive, overly dramatic term of the day, they're going to get drink shamed.
Oh, I love that. You should.
If you ever use the term drink shamed and you're not doing it in jest, then don't expect people to treat you as a serious adult.
Are you drink shaming me?
Now, we will use it, I'm sure, in jest to point out how ridiculous it sounds.
Yeah.
But if you complain because your feelings are hurt because somebody drink shamed you and you say, oh, my God, I can't believe. I mean, I was just drink shamed. Then
get a grip.
Your time as an adult has been put on pause.
when your order has like 25 words in it, you're ridiculous.
But that doesn't matter. I would rather order the most ridiculous thing ever. It sounds ridiculous rather than say somebody drink shamed them.
Honestly. And who's drink shaming you? Is it the barista? Is it the person that's behind you? Like, oh my God, look at this jerk.
Is it your friends?
Yeah.
Well, they're not your friends if they drink shame you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app.
I hate to tease you.
TJ and Riggins.
I hate to tease you. I was just so excited. TJ just came up with the greatest radio bit ever in history in the blink of an eye that we will never be able to do. I mean, it was really... his Mona Lisa, his his greatest work that will never, unfortunately,
we'll never even be able to say it aloud in mixed company.
I mean, truly remarkable stuff. Oh, so I'm sorry to even tell you that, because
but you have to explain why you were laughing coming back. I know. On the air.
I was jumping all over. I was out of my mind. Are you? You guys are not. I know Rob's not into camping. TJ, have you ever camped?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh. Yeah. When I was young, we would camp out and fish all night.
You would? Mm-hmm. In a tent and do the whole thing?
Yeah, when I was really young, we would do it in a tent and then later at a camp kind of place.
I saw the sweetest thing, and I don't even know if I can get through this without getting choked up, but I'm like a soft millennial.
Oh, my God.
I got, like, soft hands, soft back. Like, I'm just soft.
I'm
soft everywhere. I'm just soft.
Soft earlobes.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's embarrassing. But this is a note a guy got when he was camping, and he posted it on the internet. It's now going viral. It said, bro. It's written on a ripped up piece of paper. Bro, I camped in the spot behind you last night. Let me just say, you are killing it as a dad. First off, I watched your wife guide you in as you backed up your trailer and you nailed it on the first try without any yelling. Then your kids unloaded the truck and were mild-mannered and well-behaved. You told stories around the campfire, and I had the pleasure of listening to the sounds of giggles and laughter. From one dad to another, you're killing it. Keep it up. P.S. Whatever you cooked for dinner smelled delicious. That's a great note to get from a stranger, isn't it?
But he seemed like he got a little close, you know? How could he hear the stories? And he sounded like he was just, you know, in the bushes. I mean, it is nice, and that's a good thing to say to somebody, because dads need to hear that kind of stuff.
I thought so.
Men, good husbands, and all need to hear. But, I mean, that was a little bit too close for comfort.
I
would
agree.
Wonder, really? You know, I would wonder, where was he? How close was he to be able to hear the stories, to be able to... He was watching every movie make. Was he not doing his own thing?
Why are you so focused on him?
From the time we pulled up until the time he left, he was watching us.
You would be creeped out by this?
Kind of, because I'd say, why didn't you say hi or something?
You want to give him some space. You don't want to just be like, hey, neighbor.
It was just like camping. My family and some friends and I, we were on vacation in Destin, Florida one year, and we went to Fuddruckers.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can feed the alligators and stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
We were there and got back from vacation, and a listener sent a message and said, we saw you. We were in Destin on vacation. We live in Alabama, and we saw you and your family and your friends and, you know, whatever. And then I immediately think, well, God, was I acting a fool? Was I, you know.
At Fuddruckers, what could you have been doing?
Being silly and, you know, it'd been in them beers and stuff. Okay. But I wasn't. But you get paranoid like that. And I always tell people, if they say, I saw you somewhere, go, please, next time, come say hi. Say, you know, I'd love to meet you and all that. Two reasons. One, because I would like to talk to him. And two, because then I will be more at ease trying to figure out what you saw me doing.
I got you.
You know,
that makes sense.
I was, like, one time I was in the Preparation H aisle and a listener walked up and said, that's a different story.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, time for delicious audio or yummy audio. Ooh. Or whatever we want to call it. It's where we go all over the internets and bring you some stupid things that are not, they're not always stupid. Some of them, we have one today that's so wholesome and adorable.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a little clip. So this is a young man who has decided to enter the transfer portal for football, but he's not in college where the transfer portal happens, and he's also not in high school where he's already committed to a certain school, and now he's changed his mind. He is in middle school, and he's making this announcement on the social medias.
Hey guys, sorry for my behavior leaving middle of the game, but it's been building up for around 3 weeks now, and the coaching and getting blamed for all the bad calls and everything else has just started to build up, and I decided to leave AIR, if you guys haven't heard yet, and I'm going to stick to middle school ball where I can actually do my thing and not be restricted and be able to be the best quarterback out there. So I'm going to go play middle school ball and get developing more and more, but yeah, see you guys later.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's taking his talents to South Beach.
So if I'm his dad, I'll say, take that down off. What? Yes.
I totally agree with you. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, come on. You're making a fool of yourself. Please.
There were so many people that wanted to know why he left, though.
Yeah, like, what are we going to do?
Well, because, I mean, throwing out the coaches like that.
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff.
That's crazy.
And this guy says that if you are not wanting to get married, then this is something that you must never do. So if you're a guy and you don't want to get married, this is what you do.
I don't care how good it look or you look. I ain't eating your spaghetti. I know what's going on. You ain't finna get me. And for the one who don't know, let me tell you something. Men don't eat that spaghetti that she cooked. Now, I'm telling you, she knows what she's doing. Don't touch that spaghetti. She, hey, they gonna put that hoodoo on you. All right, now.
So, this guy, he's got the camera right in his face, and he looks like he eats spaghetti 10 times a day.
Yeah, he hasn't missed a plate.
Oof.
And what's crazy is that TikTok will give you suggestions about, you like this, go watch this. And under it, it said, black people's spaghetti curse. What? And I had to go find out what it was. And that's what they're talking about. They're like, that you can get drawn in by a delicious plate of spaghetti. Black people's spaghetti curse. I've never heard of that. But that's what he's referencing.
I didn't realize it was that. You know, and I think he meant voodoo and not hoodoo.
Hoodoo.
Put that hoodoo on. I don't know. All right, so this is the wholesome one. This is a little girl who appears to be about 2.5 to 3 years old. I'm guessing closer to 2.5. And she's a big football fan.
I am so excited for football.
You're excited for football?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you like about football?
No, thank you.
Who's playing football?
I don't know.
Who's your favorite football player?
Taylor Swift.
Sure. Yeah. She's basically a player at this point, isn't she?
Isn't that adorable? But also proves my point I've been saying for a long time, is that football is catered toward women.
Maybe.
Yeah. Now you got little three-year-old girls loving football because it's been feminized that much. But she's cute. She's adorable. Good for her. Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. It's now trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
So, Tech D, Rob, you might be the person to ask. Is the Mr. McMahon documentary up on Netflix today?
I don't know for sure, but it looks interesting for sure.
TJ, have you seen anything about this?
No, I've seen the graphic for it on the Netflix.
Yeah, it looks crazy. So, Vince McMahon started the WWF, now WWE, and he participated in this Netflix documentary, and then all these stories started coming up about him being involved in some very... crazy escapades and maybe
nefarious.
Yes, I think that's probably the right word. And then, like, so halfway through, he's like, "Well, I don't want to do this." And they're like, "Well, we're still going to make the movie." And now it looks just terrible for him. But a lot of people are discussing this Netflix documentary. It's called Mr. McMahon on Netflix. If you want to go check it out.
Although I did see a trailer for a movie that's, I think it comes out tomorrow on Netflix. It's called Queen Pins.
Queen Pins
with Vince Vaughn and. Kristen, what's her name? That Dax is
Bell.
Wife. Yeah, Kristen Bell. She's in it.
Okay, I like both of them.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn and Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to check that out.
Yeah, somebody posted an entire scene from it, and I was laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need that, because we're going to get some crazy weather later this week, so that'll be perfect to watch over the weekend. And Florida is bracing for Tropical Storm Helene, expected to make landfall as a hurricane tomorrow. So there are evacuation orders in place for certain counties in Florida, canceling classes in a lot of spaces. So be careful. And then Brett Favre, top trending topic today. He announced he has Parkinson's yesterday while testifying in front of Congress. So I think the world was shocked.
Well, and you know, I've been really working on my Boston accent, playing around with that. And I felt bad because I wasn't at all making fun of the situation. But in the Boston accent, saying Brett Favre has Parkinson's.
Jeez.
Because where I got all that from is a show called Ray Donovan, and one of the characters in that show, they were all from Boston, and one of the characters suffered from Parkinson's, and they kept calling it Parkinson's, my Parkinson's. So that stuck in my head. So then you put Favre with it. Brett Favre has Parkinson's.
Just flows like that.
In the apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that you heard nothing else about the story.
No.
Just
I saw people immediately start saying they don't believe it.
Really?
Well, yeah. It's because he had that embezzlement issue like last year. They think he's just using it as a cover.
Gosh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, when I say they, I meant I kind of.
Yeah.
That's crazy. More next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I saw the craziest thing on social media yesterday. The craziest. TJ, how long, when we went to New York, how long ago was that? A couple years ago.
Several, yeah.
We were eating at this popular lunch deli where it's like a lot of tourists, but a lot of New Yorkers just go there. Not Katz's Deli, but one of those.
Carnegie.
Carnegie Deli.
It's closed now, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's closed now. And it's packed out, so you don't get your own table. You sit at long tables right next to real New Yorkers eating matzo ball soup and pastrami and mustard. The meal, I thought, was okay.
Yeah.
It was fine. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it was an icon, a legend. And then that day, as we were walking out, Larry King was sitting there eating, and we stopped to talk to Larry King for a few minutes.
Yeah, he sat there by us most of the time, you know, and I was like,
Yeah, you know. Really
not a Larry King fan.
I was like, well, I want to talk to Larry King. Let's make sure we go see him. But there's a video that is circulating all over social media right now. There's a guy. He appears to be in his 70s. He's sitting at one of these delis. Obviously not the Carnegie Deli. It's closed now. He's sitting at one of these delis. He's eating his sandwich. It's the middle of the day. He's using his right hand to hold open a paperback book while he reads and eats his sandwich. To his back is strapped a 30-pound corgi, maybe, and a little captain's hat.
The dog has captain's hat.
The dog has a little captain's hat, and it's on his back like a backpack, and the dog's head is over the guy's left shoulder.
Oh, I did see that picture. I did, but I didn't pay much attention to it.
So the guy who's in his 70s with the dog on his back eating in a public restaurant is holding the book open with his right hand, using his left hand to eat a bite of a sandwich, put the sandwich down, and then he holds his left hand up over his shoulder and lets the dog lick his fingers clean, and then goes right back to the sandwich. Not a napkin in sight.
Yeah, he doesn't need it.
He doesn't. The dog's going to
napkin.
I mean, if you're at a nice restaurant, would you ever consider licking your fingers?
No, probably not.
At a deli, would you consider licking your fingers?
Maybe. Finger licker, yeah.
Would you ever in any scenario let your dog lick your fingers clean and then go back to eating?
Dogs are not supposed to be in restaurants to begin with.
Understood.
But I wouldn't. Of course not.
No. I mean, I'm going to throw up today. I'm going to throw up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
So I woke up this morning, and you know, I get up way earlier than anybody else that I would know other than y'all. And I saw something as I was, you know, checking out what's happening on the social medias and stuff. And I am dying to find out what has gone on with my wife's sister, Christy, in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now, Christy on social media is nothing but a post family pictures, post videos of her son's ball games and her daughter's cheerleading. And other, she's got twins.
Yeah.
So you can see, Riggins, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll through her Instagram. just her family type stuff. But on her story, I clicked on it this morning because I thought, oh, well, maybe she's got some new stuff of the kids that I would want to see. Because, I mean, technically, they're my little niece and nephew as well.
Sure.
You know, by marriage. I don't have any of that Indiana blood in me like they do, but whatever. And this is what it was. It was one of those false information alert things, and they got it blocked. I want to know what she posted.
Whoa.
That got called out by Instagram police.
False information.
False information. The same information was reviewed by independent fact checkers in another post. See why.
Uh-oh.
So I want to find out what kind of crazy, underhanded, crooked behavior she's involved with.
Have you ever seen COVID and Diddy in the same room at the same time? I don't think so. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I've never seen her post anything controversial.
Oh, yeah, I'm dying to know what that is.
Now, she says things that are controversial because she stays drunk and cusses like crazy. I mean, she's from Louisiana, so.
Sure.
But it's never to post it.
Isn't everything you post in Louisiana controversial?
Yeah. A lot of people think it's controversial because you're using the that devil's machine.
Right.
You know, that thing that that captures, you know, images and stuff.
Sure. Steals your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to find out.
I am, but, you know, I can't yet because it's still too early.
Ah, it sucks. Maybe she went on a rant about somebody.
But, I mean, who?
I don't know.
The government.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't do that.
A Louisianian rant. Oh. I want to read.
I bet if you looked up, you know, how many people are in Facebook jail, Louisiana would be the highest number.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Coca-Cola announced that they are discontinuing Coca-Cola Spiced, one of their permanent flavors.
Yeah, I saw that. I've never had that. I was going to ask y'all today if you had had it.
I have not.
Or that Oreo flavored Coke. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I've had the Coke flavored Oreos, but not the Oreo flavored Coke.
Yeah.
Have you had the Coca-Cola Spiced?
Yeah, it's not good.
What was the flavor? Like cinnamon?
It's hard to explain, but there wasn't really like a strong taste of anything. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah, but they announced it as a permanent flavor, and 6 months later, I think, between 6 months and a year, it's already off the shelves. They said it just was not a good seller. So I don't know how they screwed that up.
So maybe the spice that they put in it was cayenne.
Yeah. Big mistake.
Not good.
Coke burns already. We don't need more.
But I'll see if my wife can reach out to our friend Kimberly that listens to the show. Now she works for Coke.
Yeah. And that's a great idea.
See if we can try that Oreo one. And she'll probably say, well, yeah, you can try it. It's a store right across the street from where you work.
I've looked for it in stores. I haven't been able to find it.
And that's the thing with that Dr. Pepper that came out not long ago. What was that one everybody was drinking?
The berry Dr. Pepper?
No, the strawberry and cream.
Yeah, strawberries and cream. Yep.
Yeah, she was able to find that. We couldn't find it in the store.
And then I saw on social media people saying, is there any difference between Coke Zero and Diet Coke? Let me answer that. Yes, there's a huge difference.
Significant difference.
Coke Zero tastes like regular Coke. I mean, and it really does taste like a regular Coke. Diet Coke has a distinct flavor. So, yeah.
And I like Diet Coke better.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a house divided.
We truly are.
I mean, my house, my wife and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, she's always been a Coke fan.
Coke Zero. You have Coke Zero? And then if the restaurant says, no, ma'am, we don't. She goes, oh, okay, well, then I'll just have water.
Oh, she makes like a little.
No, she doesn't. She just says, okay, well, I just have water. That's fine.
And then I saw something crazy on the internet in a frat house. They said, our boy is going out for his first date, so we did something a little special for him in case he brings a girl home. They decorated his bed with rose petals, and then in the middle of it, it says, will you be my girlfriend? And put like little fairy lights around it. So if he happens to bring her home, she's going to walk in and say, will you be my girlfriend?
It's his first date.
First date. That's where I'm kind of glad I never rushed in a frat. That's got to be a tough dating life over there. So,
well, hopefully she didn't. come back for on their first date.
You would hope not, right? Yeah,
that's what her daddy's paying for college for her too.
Exactly right.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.